Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Protesters can sue over pepper spray. The U.S. Supreme Court last week cleared the way for two Humboldt County Sheriff's officers to stand trial for using pepper spray on the eyes and faces of environmental activists at three peaceful protests near Eureka, California in 1997. Without any comment, the High Court rejected an appeal from Humboldt County, arguing that Sheriff Dennis Lewis and Chief Deputy Gary Phillip were shielded from the lawsuit because they did not use unreasonable force. The justices let stand a U.S. appeals court ruling that the case may go forward to trial because the two officers may not claim immunity from being sued. Nine environmental activists affiliated with the groups Earth First and Headwaters Forest Defense sued after the officers used pepper spray to end several nonviolent protests over the logging of ancient redwood trees in the Headwaters Forest along California's northern coast. The protesters were staging events at Pacific Lumber Company offices and the offices of then-Representative Frank Riggs, a logging supporter. Those were among multiple protests in the fall of 1997. The officers confronted protesters who chained themselves together and refused to disperse. After several warnings, the officers applied pepper spray to the protesters' faces using a Q-tip to swab it in the corners of their closed eyes. In one instance, the officers sprayed the chemicals directly into the faces of protesters, according to the lawsuit. A federal judge dismissed the lawsuit after a jury deadlocked and a mistrial had been declared, but the appeals court reinstated the case and sent it back for another trial. The Supreme Court last year set aside the ruling and instructed the appeals court to reconsider its decision, but the appeals court again ruled that the jury should decide whether the use of pepper spray violated the protesters' constitutional rights. Humboldt County lawyers appealed it to the Supreme Court. They argued that tactical use of force, which causes no injury to overcome resistance to a lawful arrest, was reasonable under the Constitution, but people have died after being sprayed with pepper spray. The appeals court decision has far-reaching implications concerning the boundaries of excessive force and liability, they said. In June, the High Court ruled that Alabama prison guards could be sued for handcuffing an inmate to a metal pole for hours in the summer heat. Justices said the guard should have known that the treatment was unconstitutional. Humboldt County lawyers said the ruling will force officers to either abandon alternatives such as pepper spray and use hands-on techniques that pose risk of injury, or give up their duty to make a lawful arrest and simply walk away from the scene. They did not say what other techniques the police could have used. Attorneys for the demonstrators replied that the appeal should be rejected, citing the extensive evidence of excruciating pain and emotional distress that the protesters suffered. Deputies' videotapes of the sit-ins show demonstrators screaming after the spray was applied. Portions of this story were written by James Vincini of the Reuters News Service and by Gina Holland of the Associated Press. Direct action training for the forest and the streets. Be prepared for your next action. This occurs on Saturday, September 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Ole, Washington. That's Olympia, Washington, at the Evergreen State College Library, room 1316. Learn about tree climbing techniques, consensus decision-making, guerrilla medicine, nonviolence, and much, much more. That's direct action training for the forest and the streets, Saturday, November 16th at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Olympia, Washington, at the Evergreen State College Library, room 1316. For more information, call 360-867-6784. That's 360-867-6784. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come